Sometimes people say to me, what's your denomination? I'm a Jesus man. Period. I believe. I just don't believe a lot of this junk. But I believe in Jesus. In fact, if anybody came marching around, in fact, if anybody I know came around making claims about himself like Jesus did, I'd think they ought to be committed, or they were putting me on. But if that same person who made those claims, which included the claim he'd raised from the dead, 3 days later came out of a tomb, pierced a rock, and threw a locked door and sailed off in the blue, I'd take another look at them. See, I think some people complicate Christianity with too much baggage. When Paul went preaching on Mars Hill, they worshiped so many gods, they had a monument to a god that was unknown. Paul fastened on that and said, I'll tell you about this one. And he introduced an unseen person. I lost my faith in university. I lost it because it was fixed on the wrong things. I wandered in agnosticism for about 3 years. I came to faith from a hard-headed study of Christ and his resurrection. Nobody crammed anything down my throat. But thank God I knew enough to know Jesus was unique. He went around talking about eternity as though he knew it from the inside. He didn't talk about visions like Muhammad. He talked about the way I talk about my home. He talked about it with a familiarity that was expected to make his listeners believe he'd been there. Anybody talk that way to me now, I think they're nuts or putting me on. Yet that's the way he went around talking. We need to get some of this super spiritual woo-woo stuff out of Christianity. If the Christian church teaches anything, the incarnation is the heart of it. God left the unseen world of eternity and, as John puts it in the Greek of it, struck a tent in human flesh, walked in to ordinary streets and brought God into the dust of life. And it seemed like the church had been taking him out ever since. Ordinary people responded to him. Religious people didn't like him. Ordinary people listened. He made these strange claims about himself. He thought he was perfect. Doesn't matter whether he was. I think it matters for theological reasons. But considering him first as a man, he went around expecting people to believe he was perfect. Wouldn't let one guy call him good master unless he recognized he was God. Don't call me good. Only God can be good. Don't call me good master unless you add the other part. He forgave sin. He judged other people. Yet says, judge not that you be not judged. You can't find Jesus with any sense of moral inadequacy. He thought he was perfect. Thomas Carlyle said, of all acts of men, repentance is the most divine. The greatest of all sins is to be conscious of none. He goes around seating authority in himself. He said, you've heard it said, but behold, I say. Changes all the traditions. Says, you build on what I say, you build on a rock, build anything else, you build on sand. Man doesn't go around talking that way. Only a nut or a faker would make such ridiculous claims. He said something's wrong with the whole world could only be set right if he died. And suggested his death was like paying a ransom for somebody that lost an inheritance or was facing judgment. The price you paid for an unclean animal that you're supposed to kill. He said his life offered in death was a ransom for everybody. I mean, talk about megalomania. If he's just a man, that's why you can't call him a good and wise teacher. Just a man. He's a nut or a faker. He's just a man. He seated the religious experience in himself. He put himself center of the universe. Jesus never came preaching an ethic apart from himself. That's why I can't stand these legalists. Jesus never came preaching a new kind of legalism. He said, I'm the door, I'm the light, I'm the water, I'm the life. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. The issue of Christianity is, what think you of Christ? Not all this other crap. That's all it is, really. What you did with him determined eternal life. Well, that's only a nut would make that claim. Or a faker. Unless he was God. Anybody that has a right, anybody can talk of eternity from the inside and put himself center of the religious universe and his life's worth enough to ransom the world and has all authority seated in himself. Anyone that can make all those claims legitimately, that's all the definition of God I need. Just give me Jesus. He ends up a nut or a faker till you come to the resurrection. If he went in that grave and came out, if you made the claims Jesus made about himself and went in the grave and came out, I'd take another look at you. Now, I don't expect anybody to believe the resurrection unless they look at the evidence. And like all historic facts, there's no such thing as absolute historic certainty. By definition, it means all available evidence. And when you can no longer be an eyewitness, you cannot have that much evidence again. It's relative. But you have a psychological reaction from exposure to the evidence. I looked and I'm convinced. And that's why I'm a Jesus man. And I'm serious about him. But he didn't run around cramming some of this stuff down people's throats. I don't know why Jesus didn't preach on some of the things that all the modern TV evangelists are preaching on. I never heard him preach on any of those subjects. He preached on himself. He presented himself. Now, I'd build a church that says, you live your convictions. I'll respect them. We preach Christ here. I came to a church years ago. 104 people voted me in. They divided people up on the sidewalk with their legalistic requirements. Thank God the thousands have come that are hooked on Jesus instead of their own self-righteous performance. Now, that's two sermons in one night, more than I normally give. But I do want you to know, in these new cities, I'm serious about Jesus Christ. I don't want to save anybody. I mean, if you want to go to hell, go. And I'll help you have a good time while you're at it. But it may be the only one you got. I believe that Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. He's capable of attracting people. And I'm tired of the way religion is presented and people beat over the head and self-righteous fakers presenting their righteousness in the place of God. The good news of the gospel is that God no longer is in the business of requiring a perfect performance. He is willing to give you the credit for Christ's perfect performance if you'll just trust him. And there's a lot of God that can be seen in the better part of our own nature. We were made in his image. You can't find God by looking in yourself, but you can learn somewhat about him in the better part of our nature. Any father and any mother would rather have their kid trust them than to have the kid be perfect. You know, you can work with them in their behavior. God's looking for people that'll trust him. And I'm out here trying to find people that have been driven out of the church because they were too smart to swallow a bunch of baloney. And you've been condemned by people that aren't smart enough to know that God's looking for that uncommon person. And sometimes there's more faith and honest doubt than a lot of superficial faith. And God takes you where you are, as you are, and will give you Christ's righteousness for your faith. And I'm in the business of letting people know that God loves them. I'm tired of the traditionalists stomping on you. And I'm tired of self-righteous people thinking they hold some claim on God. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So I'm out there looking for sinners.